Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Jennifer from Tacoma is. Jennifer, are you there?
I am.
Jennifer, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I was.
Son of a...
My girl! All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here. For those playing at home, Jennifer has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What degree is a right angle?
90.
Yes. What is the primary organ used for breathing?
Lungs.
Correct. Which NFL team is Tom Brady a part owner of?
Oh, pass.
Which aquatic animal has no brain, heart, or lungs?
Jellyfish.
Yes. The southern tip of which continent is closest to Antarctica?
South America.
Correct. After nearly 5 months, Jennifer Lopez has settled her divorce with what actor?
Ben Affleck.
Yes. In Inside Out, which emotion is voiced by Amy Poehler?
Pass.
What is Nike's famous slogan?
Just do it.
Correct. Who was the third president of the United States?
Jefferson.
Yes. Saturday Night Live airs on what network?
NBC.
Correct. Which NFL team is Tom Brady a part owner of?
This was on the cheat sheet.
It was.
I have no clue. Jaguars?
No. Jennifer, it's okay, though, because you got 8 correct still.
Hell yeah.
I really hope that's not the difference maker, because it was on the cheat sheet. It's hard to remember three things. I get it.
It is.
You still did really good.
I think he's going to know that one, though.
I hope he doesn't. Steve, you should feel... A little pressure.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
Yes!
What degree is a right angle?
90.
Correct. What is the primary organ used for breathing?
I was going to say the right degree. Your lungs.
Yes. Which NFL team is Tom Brady a part owner of?
Oakland. Las Vegas Raiders.
Correct. Which aquatic animal has no brain, heart, or lungs?
The Tarantula. Jokes. I kid because I care. Jellyfish?
Wow, yes. The southern tip of which continent is closest to Antarctica?
Africa?
No.
South America?
Correct. After nearly 5 months, Jennifer Lopez has settled her divorce with what actor?
It's got to be Ben Affleck.
So sad, yes. In Inside Out, which emotion is voiced by Amy Poehler?
Sadness.
No.
Happiness.
No.
Anger.
No. What is Nike's famous slogan?
Just do it.
Correct. Who was the third president of the United States?
Thomas Jefferson.
Yes. Saturday Night Live airs on what network?
NBC.
Correct. Steve, I hate to say it.
I love that sigh.
You got 9 correct, which is a win. Barely 9-8.
Yes.
Sorry, Jennifer.
That's okay.
If you would have remembered the Raiders, you could have tied.
Take care. Taryn?
I'm the best. I'm the best.
You could have got another perfect 10 if you knew Inside Out the emotion that Amy Poehler voices.
Anxiety?
No, it's like happy, but a different word.
Joy. Ecstatic. Joy.
Joy.
Joy. Oh.
You would have probably never got that, Steve.
Ecstatic. But why does happy count if it's the same thing?
Because her name is actually Joy.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Yeah. You don't get a perfect 10, chill. But congrats on beating Jennifer.
This weekend, I am turning 40, yeah. And I would love if you would come and celebrate with us, Rockaholics. We're going to be at Tony V's in Everett this Sunday, January 19th, from 7 until 11.
So if it's a 30-30, what's 40? The naughty 40?
I don't even know. I just
flirty
know
Lordy, and 40.
Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40. That's the only thing I've ever heard.
Oh, okay.
That's not cute at all.
I like flirty and 40.
Yeah.
Flirty and 40?
Yeah.
That doesn't really
work. Horny and 40?
That works.
Horny 40? Oh, Brad!
Can we get him on the phone?
Oh, boy.
That's good. We know at least one person's going to have a great 40th birthday, and that's Brad.
Well, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I got 4 eggs from my chickens yesterday, so I'm not really identifying with the price of eggs right now.
Wow. Full heel mode right now, but bragging about your eggs.
Apparently, the egg prices in Washington are totally crazy, so why are they so high? We're going to chat with the owner of the iconic Seattle breakfast spot, Beth's Cafe, Mason Reed, after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are from the Seattle area and you have a craving for a 12-egg omelet,
yes,
everyone knows that there is only one place you go.
The iconic place itself.
It is Beth's Cafe, and we have the owner of Beth's on right now, Mason Reed. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. I saw you were in the news, and I was like, man, I have no idea what... you keep seeing these stories about what's going on with the egg prices and egg this, and I'm a plant-based weirdo, so I'm never eating eggs. Can you tell our audience, like, what is happening with the eggs right now here in Washington?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Well, it's happening all over the place. It's this bird flu. It's a thing, and they're having to euthanize chickens, and it's driving the price of eggs. Insurance companies are stopping their insurance on egg farmers because they don't want to insure against the flu, and it's just raising the prices of eggs. It's maybe going to drive some more people to be plant-based.
That's insane. So yeah, I saw like the price of just like what was like it's like $12 for a carton of eggs, which is just insane.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Yeah, we saw eggs triple in price last January because Washington instilled a cage-free ordinance where all the eggs had to be raised cage-free, which I'm all for animal rights, so that was a good thing, and we weathered that storm. But then here in the last week or so, the prices have doubled again. So it's just, eggs are becoming kind of a delicacy that maybe are going to be more difficult to afford.
Mason, out of curiosity, how many eggs does Beth's Cafe go through in a typical week?
Somebody asked me that yesterday, and I was trying to figure it out. We go through about 25, 30 cases a week, and a case has 15 dozen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got to imagine.
Yeah, I figured out that it comes out to somewhere around 300,000 or 400,000 eggs a year.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a place that's known for like their egg omelets and all the eggs. I mean, this has just got to be like, what the hell do we do? And I mentioned how I'm a plant-based weirdo, but I did see in the article that you guys were even exploring potentially leaning towards like a plant-based option for eggs until things get a little less crazy.
We are too. Yeah, I love plant-based weirdos. My sister has an animal sanctuary, so she's always preaching the vegan stuff to me. We're definitely going to explore that. I don't know how many people we can get on board with that. I mean, obviously, eggs aren't going to go away, at least not yet. But this might be a more affordable option for people to try out. It's made with chickpea flour and mung beans and tofu, and you blend it up and a little bit of Himalayan salt that kind of gives it that sulfury, eggy flavor. And it behaves like a scramble and you can make an omelet out of it. It's pretty good and it's good for you.
We're talking with Mason Reed, the owner of Beth's Cafe, about the egg price crisis in this area and beyond. And out of curiosity, do you think that with the rising cost of eggs, will that impact the cost of plant-based alternatives as well?
I don't foresee that. I'm not sure. I think it's going to be more of the chicken products that are going to, and also the flu is spreading to cattle now too. So we're going to see a raise in prices of milk and beef products as well. So, you know, it might persuade some people to think twice about kind of what they're looking to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mace, I got to ask you because I mean, you recently are one of the new owners of Beth's Cafe, and I can't remember who it was. There's someone that came to town, was being interviewed, and they were talking about their experience, and they brought up, I went to this place, Beth's, and man, the food and all the artwork of the people, you know, because people use crayons and draw, and it's like, there's just something magical about Beth's. And I remember when I first moved out here, my buddy Jeff, who I was playing in a band with, he's the first person to take me there, and I remember having all the hash browns and all the eggs at the time, and just like being blown away by just the overall aura of Beth's Cafe. Do you remember the first time that you experienced Beth? Because I feel like everybody has a story.
I do, yeah. Everybody does have a story. That's one of the coolest things about getting to work there is that everybody gives me their stories. But it was 10 or 15 years ago. I came through. I was a musician at the time touring, and I came through, and we went after the gig late night at Beth's, and I just fell in love with the place. And I tell you what, if you would have told me that, you know, back then, that I would have ended up sitting here talking to you as the owner of the cafe, I would have told you were crazy, but, you know, life has a funny way. But yeah, Beth's is one of the reasons why I fell in love with Seattle. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to move here. I thought this place is so funky and so cool, and it just kind of epitomizes everything that we love about our city here. So I'm just proud to be a part of it.
I was so glad when I saw in the news that it wasn't, because you know, the old owner sadly passed away. I was like, man, we can't lose Beth's. That's an institution here in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm so happy you and your crew stepped up and purchased the place.
Thank you. Yeah. We were happy to be able to do it, too. I felt the same way. It kind of got presented to me that way. They called me and said, you know, either we're going to do this or Beth's is going to die. And I said, well, we can't let that happen on my watch, you know, so let's go for it. And it's been an adventure, and you know, it's wild how popular and famous that place is. It's known all over the world. You know, people ride in from all over the world and talk about their experiences at one point or the other. For the last 70 years, it's been there. 70 years last year. So
stupid question. What's the most popular time people show up to eat at Beth's? Is it morning? Or is it like middle of the eat? Like 3 a.m? Because I think about like when, you know, after the bars. But what's like the most popular time? Do you feel is when people are showing up there?
Yes, we are open late on Friday and Saturdays. We're open to 4 a.m., and that is like probably the second most popular time is after the bars. The first most is obviously Saturday and Sunday morning.
Nice.
We see a huge rush. And any time that people are going to be hungover or like New Year's Day, New Year's Day was probably our biggest day all year. Any time that people are kind of hurting from the night before or need, you know, nice hearty meal to get over their shenanigans from the night before, that's when we see the surge in business.
Mason Reed, owner of Beth's Cafe, thank you so much for chatting with us about the egg price crisis right now. And we definitely owe you a field trip. The Daily Mix Show's got to come in for some breakfast soon.
Absolutely. You guys let me know when you're coming in. I'd love to sit down and have a cup of coffee with you. So thanks for having me. You guys have a great morning.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, Mason.
Sure.
Rock on. Now, this has been a very tough season for the Seattle Kraken fan, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
Do you still believe we can turn it around?
No. I have no faith.
All hope is lost?
This season, yes.
Well, the team ended up making a post about season tickets, and people on social media were absolutely not having it. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Miggs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
It has been a very tough season for the Seattle Kraken. It actually makes me a little bit grateful that I can't stream all of the games with my streaming services because I haven't had to witness all of those losses, Steve Miggs.
I still try and watch. I'll tune in for a little bit. Next thing you know, I'm like, I can't do this.
Mm.
It's like I'm hate watching this team and I don't want to do that. Like the last few seasons, even though they've kind of sucked for the first few years, they were still a fun team and there still seemed like we a fight in them, and I'm not getting that vibe from this team this year.
Well, after their 6-2 loss against the Red Wings on Sunday, Matty Beniers ended up talking with Piper Shaw from the Kraken Hockey Network about the loss.
Didn't come out to play. Weren't ready from the puck drop, and you can't do that, especially at this time of year. We're at game 43. We're making systematic errors that we know how to play, and we're not in the right spot. So, you know, what can you do? You need to learn from it and move on, but, you know, it just can't happen.
In your opinion, how can you address it? What has to happen in the room?
Yeah, we need to talk as a team, and there's a lot of things that we need to fix, guys. You know, every guy in that room, including myself, just needs to be better, needs to be more accountable for you know, themselves, their plays, and executing. That's what it comes down to.
Thank you, Maddie.
Even Piper sounds so sad,
that last part.
Thank you, Maddie.
Thank you, Maddie.
That's so sad.
Oh, man. Oh, I would be too. They lost 6-2. And I don't know if you're seeing all the rumors that are going on right now, like on Instagram. I mean, you can take everything with a grain of salt, but there's players that just want off the team.
No.
I've heard that also, I guess, Burakovsky and also Oliver Bjorkstrand, they said that there's talks about them getting traded, which makes sense. They're not good. You might as well trade, get some draft picks. But the one that came up yesterday that I was like, I wonder if that's true. And it's very interesting if it is. Ron Francis, who a lot of you are like, get rid of him. He's the GM. Apparently, he did not want Dan Bylsma to be the coach. He wanted a guy by the name of Todd McClellan. And Todd recently got hired by the Detroit Red Wings. And since he's been their coach, they have turned their entire season around. Like, they've won, like, the last 7 games. They went from being on the same level as the Kraken to all of a sudden being a team that's a playoff contender and being actually like, oh, this is a team to watch right now. They're the hottest team in the NHL. I don't know if that's true or not, but apparently other people within the organization were like, no, we're sticking, we want Dan Bylsma, and he lost in that argument.
Well,
so things are not going well over there.
On the other side of that 6-2 loss against the Red Wings, the Kraken ended up making a post about season tickets on social media. So people lost their minds. They weren't having it. And that means we have to go straight to the comments.
We found those comments. We sent them to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, reenact them however you like. Here's a few fine examples.
If I wanted to throw good money down the toilet, then I'd just throw good money down the toilet.
Yeah, you know what? That might be the best bet. Probably get more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Season tickets for this team. The season is done. You can't have my money.
Ooh, wow. Harsh.
Poor social media people.
I know, they're
just doing
that.
Their job. No one there. It's not like Ron Francis is the one that's in charge of the social media.
He's not.
Not Dan Bylsma. It's not any of the ownership group. It's probably some dude in his 20s or some lady in her 20s that is just trying to get their foot in the door in the world of the NHL.
It is time to face the facts with Grubauer. He's terrible and never getting better.
How do we feel about that, Steve Miggs?
I mean, it's been a bad year for him, really bad. I know that they got to get through this year, and then next year they'll be able to save a couple dollars because they couldn't get rid of him. He's just they're paying too much for him, and no team's going to want to take that cash. Take that contract
for sure.
One more comment.
I wonder how exhausted the Kraken social media person is on having to put a cute spin on all these losses. You're earning your money out there.
They really are. Maybe next year, get a high draft pick again, finally move on from Philip Grubauer, and he can maybe go on and he'll probably play great for another team and just kind of just revamp things.
Yeah, the Seattle sports way.
Yes.
Next year is our year.
The Seattle Mariners way.
The heartbreaking wildfires are raging across Los Angeles, but they've inspired some pretty incredible acts of kindness. Actor Steve Guttenberg is making headlines again for stepping up during these very tough times, and you're going to find out why when we tell you what's trending after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix Show.
As you get moving with your day, we're going to give you some pop culture tidbits that you can put in your pocket and take along for the ride as we tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Jimmy Kimmel was back live after having to evacuate his studios due to the fires in the Los Angeles area. This is him talking about the experience and also urging viewers to make a donation at lafd.org.
We are back at our studio, which we had to evacuate on Wednesday. Many of us had to leave our homes in a hurry. Some of our coworkers lost their homes. I think I speak for all of us when I say it has been a sickening, shocking, awful experience, but has also been, in a lot of ways, a beautiful experience because once again, we see our fellow men and women coming together to support each other. People who lost their own homes were out volunteering in parking lots, helping others who lost theirs. And tonight, our firefighters
from LA were the first on the scene. Without hesitation, they were out there.
You give a shout out to a lot of all the states, including Washington, that have sent the firefighters down there. Even in Canada, to some that, mm-hmm. Mexico as well. Like, there's a ton of different firefighters from all different states as well that have been helping out. I have to say, I tuned in, and it was if you were going to do a drinking game on how many times Jimmy Kimmel starts like voice starts cracking, and, I mean, it was like within like the first 5 seconds.
Yeah,
and I was like, man, like, you know, it even showed footage of how close it was to the studios. It sounds like he didn't have to evacuate. But he sounds like he housed a lot of people. You think he said there was like 16 people that were in his home living with them. And it was a really cool montage at the end of the video of the monologue where like it just shows all these different people from all walks of life, from like street food vendors to like people that are, you know, working like and clothing stores, mm-hmm. all doing whatever they can, providing whatever they are able to help these people that are dealing with what they're dealing with. But I think the highlight of the monologue was he caught up with Steve Guttenberg. Now, a couple of days ago, we talked about how Steve Guttenberg was out just moving cars so that way firefighters and rescue teams were able to get to different houses. And like he was being interviewed by the news. They had no idea that it was actor Steve Guttenberg. But this time around, of course, Jimmy Kimmel knows him and they were talking to him while he was still out helping people. So he wasn't in studio with Jimmy. And here's how that chat went.
Steve is with us right now. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hey, Jimmy. I'm good, and I feel so much for all the people here that lost their homes and are having so much trouble. It's a really, really tough time right now, but, you know, I appreciate everybody and all what you're saying. You know, the LA Fire and all the companies that are helping. It's a tough time, of course. Really, really rough time for everybody.
Where are you right now, Steve?
Right now in front of one of my neighbor's houses where I saw some smoke, you know, and I'm trying to put out some small fires. That's what my neighbors and I are doing.
See, so he's putting out fires, still helping out.
Pretty awesome dude.
Right?
And I found another dog that I'm trying to save, so I'm looking for this other dog. And then putting out little fires on railroad ties and things like that. It's just, it's unbelievable how many homes have been lost and how many people are affected.
Steve Guttenberg is out putting out fires and saving dogs. Steve, do you feel like your pretend training in the police academy helped to prepare you for this eventuality?
No,
I feel like this has got to be, 2025 has got to be the year of the Goot.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know what movie he needs to be put in, but like, there needs to be some kind of career resurgence for Steve Guttenberg because I think he's like he's everybody's favorite person right now.
He's our hero.
He's just doing whatever he can to help his neighbors.
Migs, you are currently turning things around in the game of Beat Migs this year. 10 wins, 8 losses, and 2 ties in 2025.
Doing it for the Goot.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.